Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Do the rules of law apply differently to Donald Trump than everyone else? Here's Glenn with his op-ed written for MSNBC.
So friends, I think it's actually fair to say that it's beyond reasonable dispute that the rules, the laws, the Constitution apply differently to Donald Trump than they apply to you or than they apply to me. And we are forever asking ourselves, why is that? Well, today I'd like to take a crack at answering that question based on what I saw, based on my experience inside the Department of Justice for decades, my experience as a career federal prosecutor. But I'll warn you that my attempt to answer the question, my explanation, won't be a complete explanation, may not even be a satisfying explanation, but maybe it can provide at least some insight, because some of what I saw involved the Department of Justice hesitating, being reluctant, sometimes being unwilling to go hard, to go aggressively, appropriately aggressively in applying the rule of law to certain people. Now, I actually put my thoughts down on paper, and I wrote a piece that was just published by MSNBC Daily. I'll put a link to my piece in the description of this video. And with your kind permission, I'd like to read it to you. The headline is "An Important Lesson from a Dramatic New Whirlwind of Trump Legal News." There are too many examples of the federal government in particular refusing to hold Trump accountable for his misconduct. And my piece begins, "For both former President Donald Trump and the American people, Monday was a roller coaster of legal developments. One New York court ruled that Trump's first criminal trial will commence April 15, while another New York court, summarily and without explanation, reduced from $464 million to $175 million, the bond amount he, Trump, must post to stave off New York Attorney General Letitia James from seizing his assets. Notwithstanding the prospect of one of Trump's four criminal prosecutions potentially starting in the weeks to come, there is an unmistakable pattern that has emerged since Trump left office. Many of our institutions of government seem to have decided that the rules, the laws, and the Constitution apply differently to Trump than they apply to the rest of us. Having spent decades at the Justice Department, I have some thoughts about this phenomenon, namely on what I see as the special treatment afforded Trump. First, I've often sensed a hesitation, a reluctance even, to take on the wealthy, the influential, the powerful, the well-connected, and in the case of Trump, I see the same. Second, when those powerful people are in the political sphere, there is what I view as a hypersensitivity to the possibility of being accused of being partisan or of having some agenda beyond or separate from simply enforcing the laws of the land. Third, feds love their precedent. an appellate court-approved legal blueprint to follow. Given that a former president has never been criminally prosecuted, this creates discomfort in even some of the most experienced prosecutors. Fourth, federal prosecutors have an alarmingly high conviction rate. Why? Well, the feds, for the most part, have the ability to pick and choose the cases they pursue. When someone violates a federal law, that person almost always also violates a state law. Therefore, the feds have the luxury of declining to pursue a given crime, opting instead to kick it to the states. And fifth, federal prosecutors hate to lose, which often means they will take only the sure winners, though in reality, there is no such thing as a sure winner. But this quixotic mix of factors and features often results in the DOJ finding ways to talk itself out of applying the laws equally against the rich and powerful, and I would add the political, and Trump is the poster boy for special treatment.
Coming up after the break, Glenn lists off the many ways Trump is being treated like he is above the law. That's next on Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There are many examples of the government refusing to hold Donald Trump accountable for his failures and actions. In Glenn's new piece for MSNBC, he reads off a few examples.
So friends, first, Exhibit 1. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen was prosecuted by the feds for his role in the criminal hush money payment and falsification of business records scheme that is now at the center of the New York case, Trump's criminal prosecution. Indeed, the DOJ trumpeted the successful prosecution of Cohen in a press release, noting that Cohen pleaded guilty to, among other things, quote, causing $280,000 in payments to be made to silence two women who otherwise planned to speak publicly about their alleged affair with a presidential candidate. And spoiler alert, it wasn't Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden. Thereby, Cohen intended to influence the 2016 presidential election. Cohen has steadfastly and credibly claimed that he made the payments at the direction of and for the benefit of Trump. Yet, after the feds famously labeled Trump Individual One in connection with some of Cohen's misdeeds, in February 2021, headlines screamed, "What of Individual One?" Fed's Trump campaign case is dead. There has been no adequate explanation, indeed no explanation at all, for why the feds went hard after Cohen, the smaller fish in the criminal scheme, and let Trump, the true beneficiary of the crime, avoid accountability entirely. It's a dramatic and disturbing example of an unequal application of our nation's laws. Exhibit 2. Trump is an adjudicated insurrectionist. both the Colorado State Trial Court and the Colorado State Supreme Court found that he engaged in insurrection. Our current U.S. Supreme Court is notably populated by self-described textualists, justices who believe that they must apply the plain language of the Constitution when deciding cases. Okay? The plain language of the Constitution provides that no person shall hold any office who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection. That text plainly, clearly, and unambiguously disqualifies adjudicated insurrectionist Trump from holding office in the future. Yet, the justices found a procedural workaround, enabling Trump to remain on state primary ballots. So much for textualism. Exhibit 3. Trump claims U.S. presidents have absolute presidential immunity for all crimes against the American people committed while in office. Of course, the Constitution actually contradicts that claim. Specifically, the impeachment judgment clause instructs that even if a president is impeached, he shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. In other words, even if impeached, a president can still be prosecuted for crimes committed while in office. But regardless of a complete lack of textual support for Trump's immunity claim, the Supreme Court opted to bring his federal prosecution in D.C. for trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election to a screeching halt by taking the case for review and thus putting it on a leisurely pace that may end up pushing the trial date beyond the November election. And it remains possible that the Supreme Court could, in fact, rule that a president is above and beyond the reach of our nation's criminal laws altogether. Gosh, let's hope not. Exhibit 4. Although mixing jurisdictional apples and oranges here, the state appeals court in New York just did Trump an enormous solid. In a summary order, devoid of explanation, analysis, and legal authority, the court just reduced the amount of Trump's bond in his civil fraud case from $464 to $175 million. And this dramatic reduction came just days after Trump boasted in a social media post that he has currently almost $500 million of cash on hand. It's a complete mystery why the appeals court decided it didn't want to tap Trump out financially. And friends, there are many more examples of the federal government in particular refusing to hold Trump accountable for his misconduct. The bribery and extortion of Ukrainian President Zelensky, when Trump attempted to withhold congressionally allocated funds to Ukraine in exchange for a dirty political favor. Multiple counts of potential felony obstruction of justice, meticulously documented in Volume 2 of the Trump-Russia report, crimes that could have been charged the day Trump left office. The Trump administration's responsibility for causing avoidable COVID deaths, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, friends, one thing we've learned in the age of Trump is that the institutions of our federal government are either unable or unwilling to apply the rules, the law, and the Constitution to Trump as they would to the rest of us. And another thing has become clear. No one institution, no one prosecutor, no one criminal case will save our democracy from the likes of Donald Trump. Instead of the institutions of law, the onus is on us, the voters, to hold Trump accountable. It will take the American people getting to the polls in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal to recalibrate the institutions of government so that the rules, the laws, and the Constitution are applied equally to all. Because justice matters. Friends, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.